This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says he wants the United States to take over the Gaza Strip and move displaced Palestinians anywhere else.
We have an opportunity to do something that could be phenomenal. And I don't want to be cute. I don't want to be a wise guy. But the Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something that could be so bad. This could be so magnificent.
That suggestion being roundly criticized by some, including Gaza's neighbors. The Trump administration is pulling almost all USAID workers off the job and out of the field worldwide after Elon Musk called spending on education, food and health programs run by the U.S. Agency for International Development wasteful. Democratic lawmakers protesting Musk's actions. Florida Congressman Maxwell Frost.
There's absolutely no oversight as to what he's doing. What's to stop him from stealing taxpayer money? Yeah. Nothing.
This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Exchange operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin over Indiana again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The last time the Indiana Hoosiers won a game in Madison was 1998. The Badgers winning again last night, 76-64. Wisconsin continues to improve on offense. Head coach Greg Gard.
This group is a very connected group. I mean, they enjoy hanging around with each other. They're a very loose group. They're very coachable, and they want to win. They understand when we come out and play hard and are aggressive. It's not always going to be perfect, but when we do get all things all firing at all cylinders, we're a handful for teams. They thrive and are excited for games.
Marquette with a disappointing loss in New York, bowing to St. John's, 70-64. Head coach Rick Pitino turning the Red Storm's program around. NBA, the Bucks on the road tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Milwaukee hoping to snap a four-game losing streak. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow at 2 p.m. with sports on Mike Clemens.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our friend Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio is along with Trigney Olson of the Lincoln Project, and we'll take on what's worse involving the dreaded self-checkout. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way late this afternoon and tonight. Could get snowfall amounts from about 3 to 5 inches by the time everything winds down tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow it will get windy with some blowing snow. Today, cloudy, snow developing by mid-afternoon, 25. Snow tonight, 14. Windy, blowing snow, 24 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below 0.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Well, starting a Wednesday morning, looking at the weather, could get a little dicey by this afternoon into the evening hours for some folks in southern Wisconsin. Welcome in, everybody. Fabulous Farm Aid Pam Yonke joining you on a Wednesday morning. here on the Midwest Farm Report. Stumacher Ag Meteorologist has got all the weather details on the way in just moments. And actually, we're talking weather this morning, not just a forecast, but how that forecast comes together. The National Weather Service depends on citizen scientists for some of what they call ground truthing their forecast. Now, Wisconsin's also stepping up with technology and a mesonet. What is a mesonet? Why does it matter to Wisconsin? Stephanie Hoff is going to bring us the latest developments there. The forecast that I've got in front of me is calling for changing dynamics as the day wears on. We've got a chance of flurries before noon today, then a chance of snow mainly between noon and 5. Cloudy skies all day long. Highs right around 30 degrees. Winds will be out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then as the evening rolls in, that's when things get interesting in southern Wisconsin. Snow and freezing rain are likely. Overnight hours, temperatures probably down to around 27. 70% chance of precipitation. It's not necessarily going to be a lot, but you know how it goes when ice shows up. Then for tomorrow, day number one of the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, cloudy skies and 37 with gusty winds. Friday, mostly cloudy skies, highs near 28. And going into Super Bowl weekend, Saturday in Wisconsin, snow, about an 80% possibility, high temperatures near 30 degrees, and Super Bowl Sunday, sunshine and 26. So if you've got some plans as far as entertainment goes, there's your setup. Stumach will get us set up with weather details in about 15 minutes.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin's Corn Soy Expo is preparing for another record-breaking turnout this year. This event is co-hosted by the Wisconsin Soybean Association, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Pork Association at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, starting tomorrow and running through Friday. The event features keynote speakers, more than 120 companies that are part of the two-day trade show, breakout sessions covering the latest agriculture topics, and oh, so much more. I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire, and I had the opportunity to chat with the new executive director for Wisconsin Corn, Brenda Damrell-Goodex. Now, she works with Wisconsin Corn. What are you looking forward to as the new executive director?
Well, I'm very excited to be working with Wisconsin Corn, and that group actually consists of three different entities. We have our Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board, which we are the checkoff association, so we're the ones going out there promoting everything that we can do with corn within our state. We have our Growers Association, which is our membership organization, and then we also have the Wisconsin Corn Foundation, which gives out scholarships to those that are interested in pursuing education that has to deal with corn.
What does your background look like to get all these ducks in a row and keep our corn producers producing and happy out there?
Well, my ducks are swimming all over the place, but I try really hard to get everything that Wisconsin Corn is looking for. I've been involved in agriculture my entire life. Grew up on a small dairy farm near Eustis Ford, and has really that love for agriculture is just entwined in everything that I do. So I went to college for agricultural communications and worked at a Chamber of Commerce and did all of their agricultural programming over the past many years, and then worked for the Milking Shorthorn Association prior to coming to Wisconsin Corn. But everything that we do is, and that I've done in the past, has really been involved around a membership and trying to get those involved in a certain entity like corn all together to make sure that we can do as much for our farmers here in Wisconsin as we can.
So as executive director for Wisconsin Corn, I'm sure there's a lot of questions that you get to answer and a lot of things on the agenda. What is really on the tips of farmers' mouths right now?
So right now, most of our focus around the last 2 years has been really getting that farm bill passed and what we can do for our growers, not only in the state of Wisconsin, but throughout the nation, to make sure that we have the services that we need and really expand our markets, really make sure that we have protections in place, and really make sure that we feel good about being corn growers. So that's been our really big focus. We go out to D.C. twice a year, and we're really talking to our delegation out there about what they can do for us here in Wisconsin, you know, nationwide. The other thing that we've been doing a lot in our state is really promoting who Wisconsin Corn is and who are you as a Wisconsin corn farmer. So we've done a lot of really consumer education in the last 2 years that is really focused on clean water, but it really gets down into what our farmers are doing as far as sustainability and to protect the environment, and then really giving a face to those corn growers. And it's been really exciting to get out into the community and really share our story with the average consumer and describe to them that not all farmers in Wisconsin are dairy farmers, that we also do corn and other commodities as well.
Now I'm going to back you up a little bit to that farm bill. What does Wisconsin Corn want to make sure gets into that farm bill?
I think it's a combination of everything, but I know that with our work through National Corn Growers Association and U.S. Grains Council, one of the things that we really focus on is expanding our markets. And if we can get expanded coverage and expanded funding for our export programs, those are really going to help all of us in the long run.
I've heard in the past that there's been some trade missions to other countries to try to, you know, highlight our Wisconsin corn and the quality that it does have. Has there been any lately and any in the future?
Well, there's always things in the works. So we do work with U.S. Grains Council on some of those missions outside of the United States. But we've been doing some really exciting things in the state. And we've had a couple of groups come in the last 2 years from different parts of the world where we, as Wisconsin Corn, are able to set the agenda for them. And we've taken them to ethanol plants and to grain operations. We've gone to the Port of Milwaukee with them. We've gone to the DeLong facility in both Avalon and in Illinois to kind of showcase what the process is on how we grow corn here in Wisconsin and how we get that corn to them. And it's been really exciting with these different groups that come in. They've been anywhere from educators to commodity brokers to government officials, and they're all here on our farms getting the firsthand look at what our farmers are doing to make sure that we are producing a quality crop for export.
And talking about that export, a lot more interest once they get onto the farm and a little bit of excitement too?
There's a lot of excitement and a lot of questions that you wouldn't think would be asked when you're on those farm visits. One of the last groups that we had come into our state just back in October, we're really focused on the DDGs and that product and how that's produced and what they can do to feed their animals on dairies in, you know, Southeast Asia. So the questions and the in-depth conversation on, you know, how that all works and how our dairy farmers are using that product from our Wisconsin corn growers in our state and what it can do to enhance their operations outside of our country.
And now, does that ever surprise you, some of those questions that they have? And how do you prep for some of this stuff?
You can never prep enough. And speaking from someone that is very, you know, well-versed in dairy, but not well enough versed probably in corn. So I have a lot of learning to do in this position. But it's just interesting the thought process of the different groups where, you know, your government officials are really looking at, you know, what the policies are on trade and what your quality might be and how they can get the corn from our state the cheapest to import into their country. But this group this last fall, like they were discussing protein levels and they were discussing, you know, the rumination of the animals. And you're like, okay, we're talking about corn and they're over here focusing on dairy. But we have some awesome farmers here in Wisconsin and some awesome organizations that we've been able to work with and other companies that we've been able to work with, that they have some of the most intelligent people in the world that are able to answer those questions. And we can never prep enough for any of that, but they're on their toes all the time.
We are visiting with Brenda Damrell-Godex. You said you don't know everything about corn. Corn is ever changing. What are some of the things that you've learned being in this position now?
I think that the one thing that I've learned, the biggest thing that I learned, is that things are ever changing. And what, you know, we have a lot of support from National Corn Growers and from the U.S. Grains Council, where, you know, we are on calls all the time about policy or about how we're communicating that out to our members. And there's things that are changing every day, especially when it comes around to our government policies and our government decision making, that we hear one thing, you know, at 5 p.m. on a Friday afternoon, and that might already be changed by 8 a.m. Saturday morning. So things are ever changing, and we always have to be on our toes and readily available to share that out to our growers to make sure that they have the most up-to-date information. But it has been eye-opening, to say the least, especially when it comes around to things like the Farm Bill, where, you know, we had a great Congress and things that, you know, should have been finalized, you know, in the last congressional session. But, you know, excited to hear what the changes that they're doing, you know, now and what might happen in the future so that we can get the support for our farmers that we need.
And Wisconsin Corn will be celebrating 50 years of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association at this year's expo. And that was Wisconsin Corn's new executive director, Brenda Damrell-Godex. And she'll be awfully busy these next few days working at Wisconsin's Corn Soy Expo at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells here on Thursday and Friday this week. And I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In 1944, when Franklin Roosevelt said he would run for a fourth term, discussions began on a constitutional amendment to limit a U.S. president to two terms in office. In 1951, the 22nd Amendment was ratified. Now, a Tennessee congressman wants to repeal it. Would it actually be possible for Donald Trump to be president again? January 23rd, Representative Andy Ogles introduced a joint resolution proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States to provide that no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than three times. While the resolution received a lot of attention, constitutional amendments require a two-thirds majority in Congress and be ratified by three-quarters of the states, neither of which is likely. Trump himself has flirted with the idea of staying in the presidency. The Hill reported Trump told GOP leaders, quote, "I suspect I won't be running again unless you do something, unless you say he's so good we just have to figure it out." A recent Politico article explained another scenario where a loophole in the 22nd Amendment could allow another presidential candidate to run with Donald Trump as vice president. The new president would then step down, allowing Trump to become president again. A 1999 Minnesota Law Review article discusses this and other such vaguely legal maneuvers as well. Unlikely, yes. Out of the question, no. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Veal.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Dom Selvia.
Next time, why did Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel use AI to digitally alter a photo of his opponent Susan Crawford to make her look ashamed? If he wants to see shame, he should look in the mirror. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Hosting in Rochester, Minnesota, starting on Friday. So a busy, busy bunch of folks we all are. Let's find out about weather as we make our way around. Stumach Ag Meteorologist joining us on a Wednesday morning for the Compere Financial Ag Weather Update. And I've got my eye trained on that phrase, freezing rain and sleet, Stu. Tell me what you see developing.
Well, the fact is here, Pam, we're going to have a lot more mild air building in. And as a low pressure system makes its approach out of the southwest, we are indeed going to be in for precipitation. And yeah, we'd like to talk about just snow, but with that mild air, that little mix of light rain, freezing rain could be a possibility. In fact, there's winter weather advisories 6 p.m. tonight to 6 a.m. tomorrow, just south of the Wisconsin border, all of northern Illinois, and in very far northwest Wisconsin. Hayward, further up toward the Twin Ports, Duluth, Superior, a winter weather advisory in effect. Low pressure building in from the west will start to bring some precipitation. Very scattered to the west. You know, it's not that big area looming coming at us. A little mixed precipitation, southern South Dakota, northern Nebraska, down near Kansas City, western and southwest Missouri. But as the low approaches, we may talk about some flurries or a little light snow yet later today and through the afternoon. And then that snow that may mix with a little freezing rain, especially in the south, as that more mild air rushes into the state tonight, drying it out a bit tomorrow, cooling it off for the end of the week. Another small chance of snow building up toward mid part of the weekend, if you will, late Saturday, Saturday night. And temperatures, well, they're going to be a little different. A lot more mild in southern Wisconsin, sounding kind of wintry and colder the further you head off to the north. I'll have those details right after this.
Did you know the definition of comfort foods is food that provides consolation or a feeling of well-being? I'll tell you what, they've got it from door to door at Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke inviting you to stop by Bavaria Sausage on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, online, BavariaSausage.com. If you're looking for comfort foods, look no further to Bavaria Sausage. With their old world flavors and diverse products, you won't run out of recipe ideas, that's for sure. Take a look, of course, at all their authentic German recipes that are available there, and some of the special items that you won't find anywhere else. Bavaria Sausage also looking forward to the breaks in Wisconsin's winter weather, where you might even think about grilling out. That's their strong suit, making sure whenever the weather allows that you've got a Bavaria brat ready for the grill. BavariaSausage.com. Check it out today.
It's all about the bacon. Hanging bacon. Enjoy bacon and friends while celebrating at the 2025 Porkapalooza, Thursday, February 6th at the Corn Soy Expo in the Wisconsin Dells. Porkapalooza features pork appetizers, beverages, live music by Super Tuesday in both live and silent auctions supporting youth programs and the Wisconsin pork industry. There will also be some special appearances by Mr. Pig and U.S. Olympic swimmer Phoebe Bacon. Porkapalooza is presented by the Wisconsin Pork Association. To learn more, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
All righty, Stu, let's have some details on what you see developing. I'm sure that there's a lot of people that are getting a little anxious.
All right. Well, that Compere Financial Ag Weather Update does include more clouds. And today, flurries, some light snow, especially in the afternoon. And I expect today's temps to be in the upper 20s, even close to 30 in the south. Southeast winds about 5 to 15. Not a bad day, just getting a little slippery toward late in the day. Overnight, as that low passes just to the south, our snow may mix with some rain or freezing drizzle late in the night, especially about the southern half of the state. And temperatures dropping into the mid-20s. Low 20s in the north, maybe an upper teen here or there. Southeast winds become southwest overnight, 5 to 15. Tomorrow, well, all that precipitation ends. Maybe a 1 to 3 inch snow Wausau toward far northeast Wisconsin. An inch or less almost anywhere else could be slick, though. Tomorrow's temps pushing into the low and mid 30s, especially in the south. falling later in the day further north as the west winds will be strong, gusting to 30 and 40 miles per hour. And by Friday, Pam, back to a little sunshine, upper 20s in the south, maybe about 20 in the north, the west wind 5 to 10.
All right. Good enough. Thanks, buddy. Be careful, folks. That's for sure. That's your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. For more, head on over to CompeerFinancial.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, yeah, lean left, straight. Lean right.
Yeah. Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet, and we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for matinee on air.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says he wants the United States to take over the Gaza Strip and move displaced Palestinians anywhere else.
We have an opportunity to do something that could be phenomenal. And I don't want to be cute, I don't want to be a wise guy, but the Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something that could be so bad, this could be so magnificent.
That suggestion being roundly criticized by some, including Gaza's neighbors. The Trump administration is pulling almost all USAID workers off the job and out of the field worldwide after Elon Musk called spending on education, food, and health programs run by the U.S. Agency for International Development wasteful. Democratic lawmakers protesting Musk's actions. Florida Congressman Maxwell Frost.
There's absolutely no oversight as to what he's doing. What's to stop him from stealing taxpayer money? Yeah. Nothing.
This is ABC News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin over Indiana again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The last time the Indiana Hoosiers won a game in Madison was 1998. The Badgers winning again last night, 76-64. Wisconsin continues to improve on offense. Head coach Greg Gard.
This group is a very connected group. I mean, they enjoy hanging around with each other. They're a very loose group. They're very coachable, and they want to win. They understand when we come out and play hard and are aggressive. It's not always going to be perfect, but when we do get all things all firing at all cylinders, we're a handful for teams. They thrive and are excited for games.
Marquette with a disappointing loss in New York, bowing to St. John's, 70-64. Head coach Rick Pitino turning the Red Storm's program around. NBA, the Bucks on the road tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Milwaukee hoping to snap a four-game losing streak. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow at 2 p.m. with sports on Mike Clemens.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, did you know politicians think about what they're going to make for their Super Bowl parties just like we do? Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'm joined by State Senator Melissa Radcliffe. We talk Super Bowl and some politics. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way late this afternoon and tonight. Could get snowfall amounts from about 3 to 5 inches by the time everything winds down tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow it will get windy with some blowing snow. Today, cloudy, snow developing by mid-afternoon, 25. Snow tonight, 14. Windy, blowing snow, 24 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 4 below 0.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives.
But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreidlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Cleveland would want on the flip side if they'd even want that position or something else. Green Bay's got an incredibly talented young roster. They could trade cheap contracts. I mean, they could trade a couple of those wide receivers if they had to, trade a Romeo Doubs.
Midwest Farm Report team is moving this week. I hope you can keep up with us today. Stephanie Hoff's going to be up at the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Convention that's happening in Stevens Point. I'm headed towards Wisconsin Dells tonight. The 50th anniversary of the Wisconsin Corn Growers going to be celebrated. Tomorrow, of course, the kickoff of Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo, Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Welcome back, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here on the Midwest Farm Report. Of course, Ben Jarboe is going to be joining me up at Corn Soy Expo. Stephanie Hoff will be up there on Friday. It's just that time of the year. A lot of winter conferences that we want to bring your way. So follow us on social media, Midwest Farm Report, Fabulous Farm Babe, and do be sure that you're signing up for our daily e-newsletter at MidwestFarmReport.com. You won't miss a thing, even if you can't be with us. So today is the fifth day of February. What can I tell you? On this day, 1849, the University of Wisconsin opens its doors. Started with 20 students led by Professor John W. Sterling. First class was organized as a preparatory school in the first department of the university, a department of science, literature, and the arts. The University of Wisconsin opens its doors on this day in 1849. On this day, 1869, the biggest gold nugget in history was found. They call it the Welcome Stranger. It was found in Australia and calculated to be over 71 kilograms as far as weight was concerned. That was on this day in 1869. Happy birthday today to race car driver retired Darrell Waltrip. He is 78 years young. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. You know that website by heart now, don't you? STEFFESGroup.com or pick up the phone, give them a call, 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Happy to have along with us Ashley Hoon from the Steffes Group, who I'm going to be seeing in a matter of about 24 hours at the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo, Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. That's this Thursday and Friday. So what are some of the common questions that people are asking you whenever they get a chance to physically encounter you guys at these trade shows, Ashley?
Well, it never fails, you know, talking to the farmers. They want to know what the market's doing, what we think is going to happen in the next year or so. And then there's always questions on, oh, you know, I saw that this tractor on this sale brought that. What do you know about that? So, you know, guys always want to have some inside information. And, you know, we're happy to provide everything we know.
Yeah, right. They'll be inside the exhibitor trade show area of the Kalahari Resort. A massive show in case you've never been there. And you are welcome to check in, register day of, or take in both days. Just go to cornsoyexpo.org, cornsoyexpo.org, and that'll take you to the website. This is also a busy week for you guys, trying to wrap up the last of the advertisements for your first of 2025 catalog, right, Ashley?
Yeah, truly. So our first quarter catalog will be coming out the first week of March. Our deadline to get it in that catalog is this week or Monday morning of next week. So, you know, we're making those phone calls, following up with people that are maybe trying to make a decision and get something finalized.
You know, we always talk about this being kind of the quarter to review. It gives your staff a chance to breathe before we hit it hard again by the end of February. What are you seeing as far as trends in the catalog? Have you noticed anything, Ashley?
You know, what I've noticed so far is our first quarter 25 is going to be much more active than first quarter of 24. Of course, coming off of November, December, that's always our busiest time. There was some spillover the first couple weeks of January. January started getting busy with auctions, and I'm going to see this catalog coming out this spring bigger than it was a year ago.
Interesting, interesting. So again, folks, like we said, if you're looking at trends or if you're curious about how the Steffes Group works, best thing to do is get to the Corn Soy Expo at the Kalahari Resort Thursday or Friday and talk with Ashley or any of the staff that will be on hand from the Steffes Group. If you are interested in getting that auction real fast, like real fast, or maybe just an item or two, you need to reach out to the Steffes Group right away for their first quarter catalog. That you can do at steffesgroup.com, steffesgroup.com, or 800-726-8609, 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for a heads up seed treatment.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
Join Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Pam will be broadcasting on Thursday at 11:30 a.m. with Compeer Financial, located in booth 409. Leave with more knowledge and connections with a visit with Compeer Financial. Enter to win Milwaukee tools for your farm. At 2 p.m., the broadcast continues with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board at booth 402. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
Just glancing at my screens, Dow Jones Industrial Average looks a little soft this morning, but commodities are holding firm. I'll get you an update in just a moment. Now, I know there's a lot on your mind every day. You're thinking about the weather, getting chores done, taking care of animals. Now you've got to think about tariffs and immigration. But that doesn't mean you can take your eye off the ball when it comes to speaking up for a farm bill. Cassandra Kubel is vice president of the Tory Advisory Group, and she says it's really important that farmers don't assume that things won't change. Making sure your voice is heard and advocating for a farm bill is critical.
I think it is. If you're not engaging, then it continues to go lower and lower on the poll of things that matter for them to be focusing on. And their attention's going to be taken up a lot on funding the government this first quarter. And we now have a tax package that's been announced. So it's not been officially introduced. It's just been shared out there in the greater sphere. It's bipartisan, but there's a lot to work on there. So there's a lot of other pieces of legislation that are going to be taking up a lot of energy. So to make sure that the Farm Bill is still important, regardless if it's going to be voted on this year or another year, it's still important to get out there and continue to talk about what those priorities are for you and your farm.
Cassandra Kubel, she is vice president of the Tory Advisory Group. She says that some of the issues happening in Washington, D.C., like immigration, may slow things down, but continue to be that water on a rock, the voice of reason that you need a farm bill. Like I said, markets an overnight electronic trade so far this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average a little softer. December new crop corn is up a penny at 469. November new crop beans down a penny at 1072. July wheat up three at 602. Yesterday, the barrel cheese gained a penny and a half to 180 and a half. 40-pound black cheese, that was up 3 3/4 at $1.90. Double A butter stood still. The Class 3 March milk that goes into cheese, that's up 6 right now at $19.99. And April closed 35 cents stronger yesterday at $19.66 a hundredweight. Coming up next, we're getting ready to host the U.S. Championship Cheese event at the Resch Expo Center up in Green Bay. We've got entry numbers. How many entries will Wisconsin host from across the United States? Those details just around the corner. You stick with us on a Wednesday.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Trump's executive orders and tariffs. What is that doing to Wisconsin farmers? Darren Von Ruden joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Oh, it's doggone treacherous. Hey, speaking of that weather forecasting, Stephanie Hoff's going to join us in just a moment with a story about a new network that Wisconsin's working on, putting technology in rural areas of the state to better help with that forecast. That information on the way. Hope to see you at the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo Thursday and Friday in the Dells. We've got all kinds of great programs. And then tomorrow evening at Porkapalooza, we'll introduce you to Super Tuesday and some great youth that are part of Wisconsin agriculture. We'll see you there, or follow us on social media. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter. Then you really won't miss a thing. Well, we are not missing many people. Wisconsin cheesemakers announced the entries are in for their upcoming U.S. Championship Cheese Contest. Numbers in, 2,414 entries of cheese, butter, cultured products, and dry ingredients across 117 classes for evaluation from 31 different states. The U.S. Championship Cheese event comes up March 4th and 5th at the Resch Expo Center in Green Bay. And remember, folks, that event opened to the public. More on that weather network just around the corner.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Join the Midwest Farm Report team along with Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Learn from industry experts on disease updates, cover crops, DOT standards, weather patterns, and more. Comedian Greg Warren will bring humor to the closing of the event. Connect with fellow farmers and share ideas among the breakout session. And don't miss the popular beer and bowl session. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
A few years ago, Wisconsin started expanding its MesoNet. This is a network of weather stations across the state that track valuable forecast and soil data. Chris Kacharik is a professor of plant and agroecosystem sciences at UW-Madison. He's leading the expansion of WiscoNet thanks to dollars from USDA and the Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation. They plan to have about 80 weather stations placed around the state before the end of this year, with at least one in every county. He gives us a status report.
A MesoNet itself is a network of automated weather and soil environmental monitoring stations that we're putting together across the state. There's about 38 states in the U.S. that have MesoNet, so it's not like we're doing something that's unique but desperately needed. So we collect a suite of meteorological variables. That's temperature, precipitation, wind speed, sunlight, solar radiation, humidity or dew point, and leaf wetness. And then in the soil, we're also collecting soil temperature and moisture at 5 depths down to about 3 feet below the surface. And that's happening about every 5 minutes. Currently, we're up to 58 stations. We started with only about a dozen about 2 years ago. We have about 12 more identified sites for installation next spring. So these are located on farms, public land, at our agricultural research stations. We have some nature centers involved. The NRCS has some demonstration farms that we've linked up with and have put stations there.
What do these weather stations offer that people aren't already getting from, like, the National Weather Service or maybe their own personal weather station on their farm?
Right. Yeah. Good question. So yeah, everybody can get on their phone and get, you know, up to the minute, you know, or at least you think it's up to the minute weather information, but that's not always the case. A lot of that weather information is pulling from a limited number of stations around the state, you know, or around the country, depending on where you are. A lot of that data often comes from airport observing stations that are affiliated with the National Weather Service. Those are typically updated though hourly. And so what we're providing is increased coverage to the point where when we're done with this, we think no one will be more than about 20 miles away from an automated station. So, and that's where the term MesoNet, it's, you know, on that scale of density in terms of the number of stations. From there, it's also the products and the decision support tools and things that we've been developing that are currently not really readily available on anyone's phone or in an app. And that would be, you know, current maps. It might be growing degree day models for farmers that, you know, help model pest and disease development, particularly for like specialty crop growers around the state or even our corn and soy growers. And we're hoping, you know, by the time we're done that, you know, the dashboard, you know, or an app on a phone will be sort of like a one-stop shop for weather information. We'll have our own network, but we'll be pulling in information that people already have available and sort of have a super network and super information highway of weather data and soil data.
Yeah. And even though you don't have an app yet, people can still get this specialized information online with their smartphones. You have a website to go to.
Right. That's wisconet.wisc.edu. So if you just even Google WiscoNet, it'll pop up. It'll direct you to the website. You can download the raw data there. You can look at some of the tools and other information, you know, that we're generating at that website to your heart's content. So
from the people who have been poking around on the website and utilizing the information, how many people are using WiscoNet or the state's MesoNet already? What are they using it for? And are they giving you any feedback?
Yeah. So we are getting great feedback from a variety of groups, whether it be our colleagues through the UW system, researchers who desperately wanted and needed, you know, a network like this so they don't have to put their own weather stations out at their research sites. From the general public, from the National Weather Service, there's some good examples where they've actually used that information in their forecasting and issuance of weather warnings. A couple examples were a year ago in February, February when we had those two tornadoes in southeast Wisconsin. They were studying the WiscoNet, Mesonet stations for current information. And then just recently, I think it was around the holidays when we were getting some freezing rain, they were looking at the soil temperature information from WiscoNet to understand if that rain was going to freeze on contact or not with the ground. And beyond that, it's, you know, the farm groups, especially crop growers that we're working with. We worked all last year to help refine some of the disease and pest models for them, meeting with them, trying to understand their needs to help develop those models and fine-tune them specifically. So I think the stats and the tracking on the web suggests we're getting hundreds of hits per day, and a lot of those are unique, you know, users and first-time users and hopefully repeat users as time goes on.
Professor Chris Kucharik giving us the update on WiscoNet. This is the state's network of weather and soil tracking stations going up across Wisconsin. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
U.S. cotton producers are feeling the same pinch as other commodity growers in the country. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. As cotton industry professionals gathered last month in New Orleans for their big national conferences, there was a fair amount of talk about the slump that cotton producers are seeing. Gary Adams is president and CEO of the National Cotton Council.
It's tough from an economic standpoint for producers. We have seen costs that have increased substantially over the last several years. In fact, as we look at comparing, say, this year relative to 2018, we're probably up on average about $200 per acre on cotton cost of production. At the same time, competition has increased. Brazil and Australia have larger crops now. We're continuing to see more and more polyester product come out of China. So the global fiber markets are a challenging environment.
Adams goes on.
Some of the things we're looking at are ways to better incentivize demand for U.S. cotton. Are there options where we can look at ways to leverage the sustainability and traceability of U.S. cotton and hopefully add value to those brands and retailers and have them request more U.S. cotton through their supply chains?
Adams also expresses optimism, though, with respect to farm policy activities in Washington. That's based on meetings he and his staff have had with the staff from both the House and Senate Ag Committees since the new administration began. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV writer and executive producer of The Soup, K.P. Anderson, and comedian Ben Katzner drops by to discuss his upcoming show in Green Bay. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One person was killed, five others wounded in a mass shooting at an Ohio factory that makes cosmetics. Police have a suspect in mind, but not in custody. Joshua Sober lives in New Albany, where it happened.
It's really scary, to be honest with you, the fact that something to this scale and to this level of urgency can happen right down the street is crazy. To be honest with you, it makes me feel a little bit unsafe.
In Sweden, still no motive for the mass shooting that left 11 people dead, including, it's believed, the gunman. President Trump saying in a news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his side, he wants the U.S. to take over the Gaza Strip, remove everyone living there, and open it up to private development. Trump says right now,
virtually every building is down. They're living under fallen concrete that's very dangerous and